Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The intelligence community whistleblower complaint is now public. It was released this morning, and you can read it at 1010winds.com. It accuses President Trump of using his power to solicit interference from a foreign country in the upcoming election. The whistleblower says White House officials were deeply disturbed by the president's phone call with the president of Ukraine last July. A transcript shows the president repeatedly pressed President Zelensky to investigate Joe Biden and his son and work with Attorney General Barr and Rudy Giuliani. The complaint says Giuliani's role worried officials at the State Department, and two State Department officials spoke with Giuliani in an attempt to contain the damage. On Capitol Hill right now, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, is before the House Intelligence Committee. He's being asked about why the whistleblower complaint, deemed to be of urgent concern, was not sent to Congress right away. Our Juliet Papa is following the hearing and has details in this live report from the 1010 Winds newsroom.
And that's right, Larry. And he's being grilled and cross-examined. Acting Chief Joseph McGuire on the hot seat here before the House Intelligence Committee. And Democrat Chair Adam Schiff asking McGuire if this complaint involved serious wrongdoing by the President of the United States.
Can we agree that it was urgent?
It was urgent and important. But my job as the Director of National Intelligence was to comply with the Whistleblower Protection Act and adhere to the definition of urgent concern, which is a legal term.
Now, McGuire says he went to White House lawyers to consult. He said he found the allegation credible and a serious matter. But McGuire said he did not think he had a 7-day deadline to hand this over to Congress because it didn't meet the standard of urgent concern. Now, this issue involves a whistleblower complaint about how President Trump dealt with the president of Ukraine and asking him to find information about Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Republican Devin Nunes now asking questions. McGuire telling him this was pursued because the situation is, quote, unique and unprecedented. Now, the White House issued a statement saying the complaint is nothing more than a third-hand account of events and press clippings. The White House will continue to push back on the hysteria and false narratives peddled by Democrats and mainstream media. Live in the newsroom, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The Port Authority votes today on a proposal to raise tolls and fares. It needs money to cover $4.8 billion in projects added to its $32 billion 10-year capital spending plan. The projects include replacement of the Newark AirTrain, improvement of path service, and planning work for a new Terminal 2 at Newark.
Well, after several months of these public comments, certainly the Board of the Port Authority will give that some consideration before making this increase. Maybe not. They want $5 billion, including money for the new Terminal 2 at Newark. Gothels, Outer Bridge, Bayonne, GWB, Lincoln, and Holland all would rise a buck to $16. And as we talk about that, it's time to laugh together.
That's insane.
Yeah, the GWB, Holland, Lincoln, another buck.
Port Authority, well, they got a lot of projects they're doing, so.
Yep, we already mentioned some of those projects. Others, millions are needed to completely replace the Newark Airport monorail. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. Getting ready to vote here in Jersey City at the Holland Tunnel.
The family of 2-year-old Larice Williams, who fell to his death from a 6th-floor window of his apartment building in East New York on Monday, have sued the landlord for negligence in the boy's death. Their attorney claims the family asked the landlord for months for child window guards and nothing was done. and they asked the building's management to fix the window itself, which didn't completely close. Representatives of the building's owner, Linden Plaza Preservation, and the management company, RY Management, had no immediate comment. Some shocking new claims today concerning Uber and how it handles complaints of sexual assault involving its drivers. The report is in the Washington Post. More from correspondent Kenneth Moten.
Uber says complaints from riders who allege a crime by a driver are sent to a special investigations unit. Lily Flores was an investigator for Uber for 2 years. She says she left the company last year because of the number of sexual assault cases she had to investigate.
I'm talking about sexual assault all day, every day, and it's not easy.
Flores says there's a policy at the company of not reporting purported crimes to police, even when they get confessions of felonies.
Uber says the Post investigation is inaccurate, and it adds that Uber has made changes and invested in safety technology. Police have released some surveillance camera video of two suspects wanted for aggravated harassment as a hate crime. They say the two people slapped the fur hats off two Hasidic men at Wythe Avenue and South 10th Street in Brooklyn last Friday and ran. The victims were not physically hurt. But Eric Goldstein of the United Jewish Appeal says no community should have to live in fear and be targeted for what they wear. The hand gesture for okay apparently isn't okay anymore. The Anti-Defamation League has added that gesture and dozens of other symbols, slogans, and memes to its hate symbol database. The ADL says the OK gesture has been used by online trolls to dupe viewers into perceiving it as a white power symbol. But the ADL says far-right extremists are using it as a sincere expression of white supremacy. The white supremacist accused of killing 51 people at two New Zealand mosques earlier this year is shown using the OK sign during a courtroom appearance after his arrest. People living in Bayonne are asking, what's the stink?
So exactly what was that foul odor Tuesday night into yesterday here in Bayonne? OEM director Ed Ferranti Jr., well, he even smelled it too at his house. Nasty.
It's like a rotten, meaty, just a really foul. There actually have been times in the past where you could almost smell like a detergent trying to mask it. It's kind of weird, but the other night it was just a really strong, putrid, like disgusting smell.
Bayonne and Jersey City residents saying they thought the smell was coming from the area of Raymond Boulevard in Newark. The city's teaming up with state officials to try to pinpoint the odor. They haven't yet. The good news is, can't smell it right now. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Bayonne.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.